This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Moncrief on News Talk.
As we move through life, there are inevitable losses. You can lose love, lose your hair, lose your idealism. You can lose your favourite hat or your reading glasses. Henry McKean, who has temporarily misplaced his wedding ring, decided to wade through the lost and found of life. Good afternoon, Henry.
Good afternoon, and you're right. I have lost my wedding ring, and this is the second time lost it. I lost it once with Ollie Dingley in the National Aquatic Centre diving off a diving board.
Okay, that happens to a lot of people, I'd say.
And this time, I don't know where I've put it. I didn't really notice for a while. I'd take it off all the time because my hands would get swollen, or I would take it off because my hands were cold. So yeah. It was always off. Yeah. It was never on my finger. Anyway, I think it's gone. And like that, we all lose
things. Where would you put it when you took it off?
Beside me. So let's say
right
now. Oh,
you wouldn't put it in your pocket or anything?
No, it's safe. So it could be in a coffee shop. It could be in the kitchen. It could be in a car. And then we changed cars recently, so I don't know.
No.
It could be in the other car. It could be anywhere, but it could show up.
It's shown up loads of times before.
But yeah, I mean, we all lose stuff. You know, we move house and stuff like that. Also, a quick one. My granddad, he came across a painting by Hitler. Hitler did some paintings.
Yeah, and he was an artist,
apparently. He was. And around the D-Day time, so about 82 years ago, and he kept it for years and years and years. Moved house. He lost it.
How did he know it was a Hitler original?
Yeah, I think it could have been signed. He wasn't into Nazi memorabilia in any way, but he'd go, wow. Picture.
Yeah.
And I think it was worth a few bob, like lots of people are into that kind of stuff.
What was it of?
I think it was like a sort of picture of like maybe
dogs
church.
Dogs playing cards?
Like
that
a church
one?
And a river, like a sort of, you know.
Oh, right, okay.
Escape, you know.
Right, landscape job. Yeah. Was it any good?
I think it reached the standard, yeah. I think it was it was pretty good. I think it was worth a small fortune.
And, more than a small fortune.
And
he lost it.
But yeah, and people do lose things. And the other day we were helping out, filling up 5 skips, and lots of things did get thrown out in a clear out. And this is the thing, people do lose stuff. And we're talking about this because an influencer has been chatting about losing his yellow jacket.
Hello, my name is James Kavanagh. I'm 36. I live in Kilkenny, and I'm the victim of a yellow Prada coat kidnapping. I was hosting an event a couple of years ago, and I wore my new favourite yellow Prada coat that I'd saved up my pennies for. I was so in love with the coat. It was just perfect. It fit me so well. It was the most vibrant yellow. Yellow is my favorite color in the world. It was really boxy. It was just the most perfect coat, and I don't think I'll ever own anything as beautiful again. Anyway, I was hosting the event. Afterwards, I headed into town and I realized I forgot my coat, which was on the back of my chair. I went back to get it the next day and it was gone. So someone obviously stole it from the back of my chair, and it's been missing ever since. And I've always tried, every now and then I kind of put it on my Instagram or whatever to see if anyone knows someone who stole it, because we're a small nation and I feel like we love snitching. So this is another appeal. Does anyone know anyone who stole my yellow Prada coat? A reward. There's a reward, let's just say. Send News Talk, maybe a little message. Let's talk. Or DM me on Instagram. It's James Alan Kavanagh. And there's a reward. I want answers. I don't think I'll ever be able to fully rest until I figure out what happened to my yellow Prada coat.
He may never know. And it's the thing is, like, it's a kind of canary yellow coat. It's not, you know, it's not subtle.
It's beautiful. We put a picture up on Instagram. It's a lovely jacket, and it's probably worth a fair few bob.
It's Prada, so it's worth a fortune. An absolute fortune. Really, but like, good quality. What kind of weather was it that you just, you know, you have to wear a coat and then you kind of march out the door and don't notice you're not wearing your coat? How does that happen?
Well, I think with a few drinks on
you. James had a few drinks on him.
Well, I'm not saying that, but, you know.
He was hosting. I'm sure he was very professional at the whole affair.
In Ireland, if the weather's bad outside, we, you know, crank up the heating and it's really hot and you strip off and then you go outside and you're freezing and then you go back and look for your jacket and your jacket's gone. I can see that happening.
Yeah.
I totally can
understand. If he gets
that.
It back though now, it'd be like, you know, cigarette burns in it and all sorts of stuff. And Ireland, stuff spilled on it.
Ireland's quite small. Surely somebody has seen that yellow jacket.
Yeah.
I mean, it would
it's
stand
a coat
out.
Though, right?
It's a big fancy coat.
It's a big fancy coat.
Yeah. Beautiful thing.
Someone says, I lost a black oakwood leather jacket at It Takes a Village Festival in Trebalgan. This was in 2019. I'm still mad about it. I have many times run through the scenario in my head if I ever ran into the person wearing it. I lost two wedding rings. Once in the plane on my honeymoon, the day after the wedding. The second time was on the plane on the next holiday. Someone else says I've lost records and jackets over the year DJing. I feel this one. I've lost my favourite fountain pen when I was 18. I still haven't got it over it and I'm 47 now. I bought another one of the same make, colour, etc. a few years ago, but I know it isn't the same, and it bugs me.
Well, people hold on to that pain of losing something.
Yeah.
And it does. It gets right under your skin. And I bought a North Face jacket back in 2002.
Yeah.
With one of my first ever paychecks, and it was really expensive, even for 2002. How many years ago is that? 24 years ago?
Yeah.
Do you know how much it was? This is really embarrassing to admit. 250. You know, so in today's money, probably 500 quid or more. I mean, it was huge money.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was in the attic, you know, and it was really good quality. They don't make it like that anymore. They just don't make the jackets like that. And it was up in the the attic, and I think it's been thrown out, and it's devastating. It's absolutely devastating, and I had lovely
buttons. When you say it's been, you're using the passive voice there, do you have a suspicion as to who threw it out?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I do.
And
I
they
think
wouldn't
I know
recognize the quality of a North Face jacket. And go, this, no, surely he doesn't want this to be thrown out.
No, it was really good quality. I mean, now everything's made in, well, it was probably made in the Far East even then, but it's just not the same quality. But anyway, we also speak to a lady. She also lost her North Face jacket.
I had a North Face yellow jacket that I absolutely loved, and when I was maybe 9 months pregnant with my first kid, I bought it. So I left, I kind of snuck out of work, went to go and buy it on sale, came back, and then a year later, I was so busy with the little guy, and I put it somewhere, and it's like this huge North Face jacket. I have no idea what happened to it.
Like a big puffer jacket?
Yeah, like a really big puffer jacket and the hood, and it had like little fur lining. And
oh, lovely.
Yeah, it was great. It was super warm. You could wear it on a bike. It unzipped from the bottom.
And you haven't seen it. Did you leave it in a shop? Did you think someone picked it up?
You know, like, I could have left it. I was moving apartments. I might have left it in the apartment. I put all my stuff into storage, and so I might have left it at the storage unit. I was in a rental car. It could have been in there. I was like, I have no idea.
And you still think about that jacket?
I do, all the time. I still wonder what happened to it.
And for the listeners at home, you're in a green jacket, and it's a lovely jacket, but I'm sure your yellow North Face jacket was nicer.
It was much nicer. This one I have to put a lot of layers on underneath.
And can you understand why people get so attached to items, and when they lose them, you know, they think about them all the time. They can't get it out of their head.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's a certain place and time, and you touch that item and it really brings it back for you. One thing I haven't lost is a book that my grandmother gave me when I was 10 years old. It was Philip Pullman, The Golden Compass. And I can read that book from the library, I can read it in a bookstore, but it's different holding that book because it's my grandmother's living room, it's the Christmas tree, it's the smell of like her coffee and all the decorations, all that stuff.
It means that much.
Yeah, yep. So it's from the book A Gentleman in Moscow, and so the main character, he's gonna give away everything in his life, and he has to move into a hotel during the Russian Revolution. And so he's talking about saying goodbye to these things like armoires and like all these things from his childhood. And the thing that he reflects on is we say goodbye to people all the time. So you're constantly saying goodbye to your friends and your family and all the people that you come across in your life, but you're not used to saying goodbye to the things that they leave behind. And so that's the really hard thing. It's letting go of the thing. It's like you've given away a bit of that person that you want to hold on to.
I'd say saying goodbye to the person might be harder. We moved house last year, and when we went to decorate our new home in December for Christmas, we realised all our Christmas decorations and our Christmas tree never made the move. Ooh. I think it's hard work trying to hang on to any piece of jewellery for a long period of time. I know of a few ladies who are in their 80s, and guess what? They do not have their rings anymore. They were either lost or stolen. On the subject of wedding band, my husband lost his and had to replace it. We found it months later at the bottom of the laundry basket. This is a good one. I lost a decommissioned pistol that I think was from the Easter Rising.
Wow.
Cool.
Amazing.
I lost a 100 euro Lidl voucher that I got for Christmas. Ooh, that's going to hurt too. I lost my leather gloves over Christmas. I had them for over 20 years. And while I have several other pairs, these are my favourite. I'd love to get them back.
That's hard. That is
yeah,
really
that is
hard.
Hard, but the chances are, you know,
and like,
it's not going
to
happen.
Sean, no. Have you lost anything that meant something to you?
I was there, yeah, I was there. I didn't mean it, but I lost a years ago.
Yeah.
I lost a leather jacket. That I can't remember the circumstances of how I lost it, but I think it was kind of I was out someplace and,
yes,
there, and there, there it was gone kind of thing. And then a few months later, I was in a pub with people and I saw a fella walk in and I thought, that's my feckin' jacket.
It was the same jacket,
It was the same jacket. But the thing was, and I said to the person sitting beside me, that's my jacket. And he said, are you sure?
Wait, this is it. You want
you
to
can't
know
be
exactly.
100% sure, yeah.
And was it brown? Was it a good quality one?
It was, I can't remember.
Probably was pricey.
No, I don't think it was. Mm. But I think it was unusual or something. I think I got it in a second-hand shop. But I followed him into the loo. And I stood beside him in the urinal and said, that's a nice jacket. Where'd you get it? And he just kind of shrugged and mumbled something.
So you kind of half challenged him in the jacks.
Yeah, but I bet, you know.
You couldn't.
We're both of our most vulnerable, really, in that kind of situation. So, you know.
You
so I just
prove
had to.
It.
No, no. I just had to kind of zip myself up and go on about my day.
You just
had
to take it. Yeah, that is really, really hard. And, you know, what you could have done, as my mum says, you could have prayed to St. Anthony and maybe you could have got it back. And there's still time for that.
Okay. So St. Anthony would have burst into the pub and gone, give that jacket back.
Yeah, or right into the urinal and helped you out.
Yeah, okay. But that would have been an even better story.
Yeah, so here is a Welsh couple. What have you lost?
An engagement ring I lost.
Oh, no.
I think I probably lost two.
You lost two engagement rings?
Yes.
And I bought them.
And you bought them? Are you
and then
okay
she
about
had to
it?
Buy, well, keep buying them. So, yeah, no, he's very pleased with that.
She did get a third. She did get a third.
You've a third one now. Wow, and they're expensive. I mean, what is it? The price of, well, they're thousands, aren't they?
I'm not going to say.
I think by the third one, maybe he didn't bother so much, do you think? I think that's probably what happened. He didn't bother. Yeah, the third one was a bit cheaper,
So the diamond got smaller.
Yes. That's right.
And why did you lose them? What happened?
I don't know. I lose things a lot.
Did you take them off? I mean, I know I took my wedding ring off.
I don't do anything with it on, so I always take them off if I'm washing up or if anything I'm doing, I take them off and leave them everywhere. You know, so that's probably what happened. But yeah, I did. I have lost two, so. But he's still there, so that's
and
okay.
You're not too upset by it. You're still here.
It is what it is, isn't it? She didn't do it deliberately, but I think at the time you're a bit disappointed. But no, you can't.
I should have treasured it a bit more,
upset,
do you think?
But, she's looking after this one, hopefully.
But you're still married?
Yes, well, yes. Yeah.
How long now?
30 years.
Over 30 years now.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you very much.
One texter says, I've lost a few important things at different stages of my life over the years between travelling around or moving house. I think of them often with stabbing pangs of guilt. When does that go away? I just can't have nice things. Just learn from it that you can't have nice things. I left a gear bag in the boot of a taxi when moving from Cork to Dublin as a graduate in 2017. It had all of my most used and valuable belongings, hair tools, makeup, shoes, clothes, all of my favourite things. Tried for months to locate it, still gutted about it nearly a decade later. Now, of course, the most common thing people lose are phones. My mam lost her phone in the Cabinteely Park, so I cycled up to have a look for it. While walking around searching with my phone at my ear, a lady came up to me with a phone in her hand. Is this your phone? Sadly, it wasn't. So we decided to leave it on the bench in the hope the owner would be back shortly. After a search of about 15 minutes for my mam's phone, I eventually gave up and was on the way back to cycle home. Before I went through, I noticed the phone the lady had handed to me earlier was still on the table. And I thought I might as well help this person find their phone. so found Dad in the phone book and rang it. Hello, I found a phone in the playground and you're saved as Dad in it. Oh, you're very good. Thanks very much. Yeah, I was actually looking for my mum's phone and someone thought your son's phone was it and handed it to me. Oh, wait, you lost a phone. Yes. Was it an iPhone? Yes. My son found an iPhone and handed it into the cafe. So that was like, so that was kind of a... Sorted. That's a nice thing where, like, a good deed can actually rebound pleasantly upon you.
That's definitely, excellent. Definitely can. And this is the
that's
thing.
That's very good.
You know, you should always hand, if you find something of value, give it back because it will come back and haunt you. And we met this lady. She works in a bank and she has a master's in psychotherapy. She lost her teddy.
I had a teddy bear from when I was really small. His name was Rosie.
Rosie.
Elephant. And I think it was after Wurzel Gummidge. But when I sadly still had him when I was in college, I brought him to college and first year he went missing and I still think about it.
Who took him?
We don't know. It's still a mystery, honestly. Yeah,
do you think someone did it to hurt your feelings?
I don't know.
Or was
I think
it just an accident?
I'm going to say an accident, yeah, because I was living with friends at the time from home. But yeah, I think he was my like emotional security blanket. Yeah.
And since you lost this beautiful elephant teddy, how's your life been?
It hasn't been the same since. There's been a void.
So you need that emotional blanket.
He was always there when I needed him, and I suppose always a connection to home. But I think about him from time to time, but I like to think that he went to a happier place. And yeah, he knew that I was there, I was sorted, I was after going to college, so I think he felt like his job was done at that
stage.
He
got you through. And where is home?
Home is Kinsale in Cork.
So do you think of that beautiful teddy when you visit Kinsale?
Yes, yeah, I do. It very much reminds me of home and my mother and our house at home. So yeah, it's a nice memory.
And you can understand why people get so attached.
Absolutely, yeah. It's that security thing, isn't it? When you're moving from being a very small child, that emotional attachment that you have, that something that brings you, well, it's transitional object, is it? You know, where you have that thing that you can hold on to and it makes you feel safe and it's kind of just there when you need it.
Ah, this person, this is kind of, this isn't so much losing things. Well, kind of it is losing things, but it's more possibly more traumatic experience. I went to Munich for a summer in 1987, had a great time working and travelling, came home to find my mother had thrown out all my clothes and shoes, everything. Smith's t-shirts, Paisley shirts from Hairy Legs, combats, trench coats, boots from Zerup. Oh my God, you're really dating all the clothes there. All my granddad's shirts, posters off the wall, the lot. The logic was, it's time you grew up. I was 20.
That is so mean and harsh.
That is so mean and harsh.
Maybe the mum thought she was never going to come back from Munich. I mean, that's really, really hard. So she has to go out. And back then, clothes were really expensive. There was no fast fashion. It was really pricey.
Yeah. The way you say it's staying in your mind.
You'd never actually recover from that, really.
There. Yeah.
It's hard.
Now, people lose friends and that kind of stuff. That's the most painful
thing.
Well,
this is it. And actual friends and relatives who pass away and pets. Here are some stories.
You lost your dog. Tell me, what happened?
Well, he's been put down, so lost him in death.
Oh, you lost him in death. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it's actually like in the next few hours.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's fine. I only just found out. That's why it looks like I've been crying.
So this is back in Australia?
Yes, back in Australia, yeah.
And you won't get back to Australia to say goodbye to him?
No, I won't.
And what sort of dog was he or she?
He was a black Labrador, 14 years old.
Beautiful black lab.
Yes.
One of my favourites.
Yes, I know. He was very cute.
Tell me about his personality.
He was very calm, very soft. It's very upsetting, yeah. I probably will cry if I talk about it more. But yes, he was a very good boy.
What have you lost?
My kids.
You lost your kids. And where are they now?
They're with family. They're with their family.
They're with their family, but not with you?
No.
So when was the last time you saw them?
Oh, I've seen them every day.
But you feel you've lost them?
Well, they don't live with me at all.
They don't live with you?
No.
And that's hard.
Mm-hmm.
And you think you'll get them back?
I will.
One day?
One day soon, hopefully.
Why do you think some of us get so attached to an item of clothing, or a teddy bear, or perhaps a pair of runners?
Probably because of the person that gave it to them. Would most likely be the reason, I'd say.
Have you lost things over the years, moving house?
Yes, I have. Yeah, I have lost a few bits over the years. I moved from London back to Dublin, lost a couple of boxes, but get over it pretty quick. They're only material items.
And that's a really good point. I know I had something that meant something to me. It was basically a hard drive with a lot of information on it, and it corrupted, and I lost everything on it.
Yeah,
and I thought I'd be sad. Well. I thought I'd be really upset, but I wasn't. Mm. I mean, we think that we need to
life
store
goes on.
Everything.
Life goes on.
Life goes on, even when you're a reporter. Henry, thanks a million as ever. Henry McKean there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.